Blog Talk Radio.
This is a ritual for the full ice moon. That is the full moon in the period from January 22nd till February the 18th. I now draw a circle this night with the wand of Rowan, a meeting place of love, joy and good, a shield against all negativity and evil, a realm of protection of all who work within. To this I bless thee with shining and magical power of the Rowan tree. I call the powers of the East, Lord of the breath of life and air, with the powers of the sword, incenses and books in the lesser arcane, the card of the star, the eagle and ivy or white wine grape, with the powers of Brigid to come into the circle, hail and welcome. I call the powers of the South, Lord of passion and of fire, with the powers of the wands, scepters and candles in the lesser arcane, the card of the sun, the lion and birch, with the powers of Luke, of Lu Low Guides, come into the circle, hail and welcome. I call the powers of the West, Lord of love and of water, with the powers of the cups, kites and drops in the lesser arcane, the card of the moon, the she-wolf and the willow, with the powers of Keridwen and Taliesin, come into the circle, hail and welcome. I call the powers of the North, Lord of strength and of earth, with the powers of the coins, treasurers and stones in the lesser arcane, the card of justice, the boar and ash, with the powers of Krydilet and Modron, come into the circle, hail and welcome. I call the powers of the goddess, with the powers of the cards of the altars, lamps and rituals, and the set of all stones, the card of the fool, stag and Rowan. I call the goddess Nimue and Skathach to come into the circle, hail and welcome. I call the powers of the god, with the powers of the cards of all altars, lamps and rituals, entire set of stones, the card of the fool, the stag and Rowan, by Nimue, I call the god Merdin Wilt, Merlin, to come into the circle, hail and welcome. I call the powers of the ancestors and beloved ones, those who have gone before, with the powers of the cards of all altars, lamps and rituals, the entire set of stones, the card of the fool, the stag and Rowan, by Nimue, I call our ancestors, loved ones, those who have gone before to come into the circle, hail and welcome. Rowan, Rowan, shining Rowan, I saw you standing at the border of the abyss without fear. Look what I brought you. Rowan, Rowan, magical Rowan, first and last, be my guide in the land of the future, my mediator with Nimue and her stags and the gods of courage. So I set my steps on the enchanted path between Gaia and Mercury, Malkuth and Hoth, on the enchanted path of the fool. During this full ice moon, I will give four lectures. The first about the mythology of the card of the fool, the second about the Rowan tree, the third about the stag, and the fourth about the meaning of the card of the fool and the belonging rune and ogham. First of all, mythology, about Nimue. Nimue, or Niniana, is the lady of the lake. Nimue becomes the pupil of Merlin, who first thinks she is a boy. Above all, she is the female lunar warrior. In Celtic myth, Skathach is the female warrior and trainer of heroes. Skathach, Caer, and Ginevra were the three daughters of Ceridwen. Gwyn ap Nuada in Godelic was Skathach's husband. She had a daughter, Wathach, Spectra, and she was one of Cuchulainn's lovers when he trained with Skathach. Awife was her sister or daughter and the mother of Cuchulainn's only son, Connla. Awife's totem was the unicorn. She is the alter ego of Nimue. Cuchulainn and Colwich both train with Skathach. Cuchulainn is a well-known hero. Culhwch we know from the story of Culhwch and Olwen and the scissors of the King of Scotland. Skathach trained men and women, and all kings sent their children to train in martial arts on the Isle of Skye that is named after her. Her weapons were the sword, the longbow, and the spear. The woman as gladiator sees the sword in the first place as something to dance with, the sword as a symbol of her phallus, without the loss of her femininity. Her animus dances to her anima. Nimue is, as a pupil of Merlin and warrior of the sword, unbound and free. She is a virgin. Men who follow the path of lunar magic have to become Nimue, riding her stag. Even the world around them thinks of him as a fool. Only as a woman, lunar magic can be learned at the feet of the old wizard. Man must become a virgin, because rational knowledge is incomplete, in despite of the fact that it is interesting. A good shaman is hermaphrodite, both man and woman. If we look at the two paths in the lunar world of the Tree of Life that connect the moon, Yesod, with Mercury, Hot, and Venus, Netzach, we see the two arcana of air and earth, the sword of Merding and the gates of Margena, or the stone of Fall in Eddie's tradition. If we join the two together, we see the sword and the stone in Arthurian legend. The woman, and anima, becomes the pupil of Merlin and learns to dance with the sword. The man, and animus, becomes the pupil of Margena and learns to sing to the stones. Secondly, I want to discuss the Rowan. Rowan is a tree of courage, protection, and energy. It is a stick of the witch's broom. The birch lets us know Yule has passed and was the pioneer, introducing new awareness. Rowan is also a pioneering tree. This is the new spiritual beginning, the first step of spiritual discovery. The tree is the first ascending path on the left side of the life tree from Gaia, Malkuth, to Mercury, Hoth. Here the spiritual explorations of the path of the Tree of Life of the Tarot starts. Rowan is a symbol of beauty. A story about Queen Maeve tells how Maeve entered court one day in company of her daughter Findabair and her daughter Suter, a prince of the fairy, rests on the borders of a lake. Maeve asked the fairy prince Fruch to bring her some of the fruits of the rowan that grows at the other side of the lake. She wished to try out Fruch for herself before allowing him to wed to her daughter, but he turned her down. Maeve isn't pleased with this, and she knows that a monster lurks in the depths of the lake, and she hopes that that will be the end of Fruch when he swims across. He jumps into the dark lake and swims to the rowan at the other side to pick some of its berries with the courage of a fool. In another Celtic myth, we find the story of Midr and Etain. Faumnach, Midr's first wife, isn't pleased with the arrival of Etain as a lover of Midr and changes her first into a puddle of water, then into a worm, and finally into a fly, using her magical wand of rowan. Rowan can be used for transformations by three of the four elements: water, a puddle, earth, a worm, and air, a fly. The fourth element of fire does not occur in the lunar world of the life tree. Only the head druid was allowed to carry a wand of rowan. Rowan is for the trickster shaman. Rowan is witch's wood. Rowan is a divination root of which runes can be cut. Rowan, close to a precipice, reminds us of the fact that the card of a fool often shows this personage in tarot decks about to take further steps and unaware of the precipice looming in front of him. This is where our spiritual quest will ultimately lead us, to the abyss. Let us be aware of it when we finally reach it. Third of all, I want to discuss the stag. More than the bull, the stag is the proud messenger, the horned god, leader of the wild beasts, king of the forest, hunter and prey both. In the Vita Merlini, Myrdinwild, wild Merlin goes insane, the fool, after the battle of Ardrid, and runs away into the wilderness. King Riedrich sends men into the woods to search for him and to bring him back to court. At last they find him in the middle of the winter, accompanied by an old wolf. The wolf points to the intimate relationship between the three parts of the magician, Merlin, the fool turned wild, and the moon, the wolf, in the Tree of Life. After much persuasion, Merlin agrees to return to civilization. But the return of the wild man is doomed to fail. Merlin can no longer stand the life at the court and returns to the wilderness. In this story, Merlin has a sister, Ganida, and a wife, Gwendoluna. The woman tried to persuade him to stay. He advises Gwendoluna to find herself another husband because he cannot ignore the call of the wild things, and disappears from court. On the day of Gwendolyn's intended marriage to her new husband, Merlin unexpectedly appears from the woods riding a stag at the head of a herd of wild animals, the Wild Hunt and its leader. Gwendolyn's future husband is looking from a window when he sees Merlin arriving and laughs out loud at the weird spectacle. Merlin tears the antlers from the head of the stag he is riding and throws them at the new husband, who drops dead from the window, upon which Merlin departs back into the wilderness. The hunting scenes of the stag are very close to the magical hunt of the unicorn. The unicorn has many of the properties of both the stag and the horse, but can best be used as an alternative for the stag. Of the unicorn, it is said that it can only be caught with the help of a virgin, Nimue, and often the pictures of the unicorn show a wild man riding it, like Merlin Wild was riding the stag in the legend. Fourth of all, I will now discuss the meaning of the card of the Fool. Positive, the beginning of a new life cycle, energy, optimism, and self-confidence. The courage to start a travel full of risks in the uncertain but adventurous world of the mind, with all its traps, rather than staying in the safe world of common everyday life. Confidence in yourself and the world, being open to the unforeseen and unplanned, intuitive courage, negative, reckless and impulsive acts and decisions, waste or loss of creating energy, starting off beginning or beginning new things without ending the old ones, fear of one's own shadow and the unknown, making yourself dependent on the opinion of others. The rune Lewis, the letter L, shows a chevron pointing downward from the top of a vertical line. The chevron is only half. It is on the right side and points upwards. Mundane, active, unbalanced. There is an extreme and unbalanced activity on the mundane side with an openness toward the arcane. This expresses a wild and daring leap into the unknown. Even if the chevron is only half, indicating unbalance, it is protective, at least on the mundane side. The Ogham also shows two lines to the right side. It contains the Ogham Bite of the Sun and the rune Ioga of the Hanged One. The rune is associated with the card of the Fool, which expresses the daring beginning of the spiritual quest by acts that others may believe to be acts of madness. On the one hand, the Fool risks falling into the precipice. On the other, the protective position of the chevron indicates that he will find the protection he needs. The turmoil of conflicting emotions from which one cannot escape and which one does not control, the Fool has to regain his balance by filtering and selecting. Just as the birch rune and Ogham is one of the first letters of the alphabet and expresses a beginning, this time the beginning of the spiritual quest, which will need courage and protection. One can almost picture the other half of the chevron that has become invisible. This makes it appear as if the Fool is no longer capable of functioning in the arcane world. Yet the Fool can overcome this handicap if he learns to protect himself from overwhelming mundane impressions. On the one hand, the Fool is actively searching for arcane wisdom. On the other hand, these actions threaten the creative energy and there is blindness to danger. This can only be compensated, filtered, by using common sense, discrimination, and by listening to the intuitive voice that is inside. And with these words, the fourth reading of this full ice moon ends. Rowan, Rowan, shining Rowan, I saw you standing at the border of the abyss without fear. Look what I brought you. Rowan, Rowan, magical Rowan, first and last, be my guide in the land of the future. My mediator, with Nimue and her stags and the god of courage. So I step my steps on the enchanted path between Gaia and Mercury, Malkuth and Hoth, on the enchanted path of the Fool. Now it is time to end this ritual. I now thank the ancestors and beloved ones, those who have gone before, for their powers. With the powers of the cards of the altars, lamps and rituals, and the set of all stones, the card of the Fool, the stag and the rowan, by Nimue, I thank our ancestors, beloved ones, and those who have gone before for attending. Now return to your lovely realms. Hail and farewell. I now thank the god for his powers. With the powers of the cards of the altars, lamps and rituals, and the entire set of stones, the card of the Fool, the stag and the rowan, by Nimue, I thank the god Merlin Wild for attending. Now return to your lovely realms. Hail and farewell. I now thank the goddess for her powers. With the powers of the cards of the altars, lamps and rituals, and the entire set of stones, the card of the fool, the stag and the rowan, I thank the goddess Nimue and Skatach for attending. Now return to your lovely realms. Hail and farewell. I now thank the powers of the north, lord of all strength and of earth, by the powers of the coins, treasurers and stones in the lesser arcane, the card of justice, the boar and ash, with the powers of Kraidilet and Modron, I thank you for attending. Now return to your lovely realms. Hail and farewell. I now thank the powers of the west, lord of love and of water, by the powers of the cups, kites and drops in the lesser arcane, the card of the moon, the she-wolf and the willow, with the powers of Caridwen and Taliesin, I thank you for attending. Now return to your lovely realms. Hail and farewell. I now thank the powers of the south, lord of passion and of fire, by the powers of the wands, scepters and candles in the lesser arcane, the card of the sun, the lion and birch, with the powers of Luke, of Lu Lao Gives, I thank you for attending. Now return to your lovely realms. Hail and farewell. I now thank the powers of the east, lord of the breath of life and of air, by the powers of the swords, incenses and books in the lesser arcane, the card of the star, the evil and ivy or white wine grape, with the powers of breed, I thank you for attending. Now return to your lovely realms. Hail and farewell. With my wand of Rowan, I now lift the circle. She disappears in an upward direction to spread her shining and magical powers from there. Merry meet, merry parts, and merry meet again. Blessed be.